Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in operations at the Hurricane Center in Miami. It is 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Sally. The wind now 100 miles an hour in the latest advisory, moving still so slow, north-northeast at 3 miles an hour. Made landfall this morning at 4:45 a.m. Central Time near Gulf Shores, Alabama. Let's check out the radar. And you can see where the center is right there. You can see the back edge of that, the eye wall of this storm, where you can get some of the still some hurricane force winds associated with this system. So the wind, the rain and the storm surge continuing to be an issue, as well as these rain bands well out from the center, where you can see the possibility of tornadoes as well. So very important to really stay tuned to the latest information. Very slow movement. So even if you're in that eye and you get that calm wind, be careful because the back edge is still on the way. So it could be a very dangerous situation. Dangerous to go outside. You can have down power lines, trees. Just becomes very dangerous outside. Dangerous for travel as well, and especially because we're moving so slowly. If you think about the tropical storm force winds extending out more than 100 miles away from the center, there's a large area seeing these tropical storm force winds, but even the hurricane force winds, you know, getting around Pensacola, sustained hurricane force winds, that could be very damaging. And we start looking at this slow movement, even a tropical storm still, as we look into early Thursday morning in Alabama. But this is it. Here's the coastline. And you think about early Thursday morning, that's all the movement we're going to have. And that's compounding the issues. That slow movement there produces more rainfall, more storm surge, and the more chance for big impacts. Slowly but surely, we'll move into Georgia by Thursday afternoon, and then even into portions of South Carolina into Friday morning. So here's one of the big impacts that we've been looking at is that rainfall. Just a dangerous, very dangerous, treacherous situation associated with the rainfall here. It could be very deadly when you get that much rain. So some of the forecast here, the storm totals, you get 15 to 20 in a large area here around South Alabama, around the panhandle of Florida. Some of those areas are right around that core could see 25 to 30, if not 35 inches of rain before it's all said and done. So very dangerous situation. So please listen for those warnings and make sure you're in a safe place. Slowly but surely moving through Alabama into Georgia with time. We looked at that track. Along there, you can see 6 to 10 inches of rain. That area right there in orange, and then look at this large yellow area. That's 4 to 6 inches of rain in places and spots in there. So that's very dangerous because you can see that flash flooding, not just on the coast, but even inland, you can see some of that flooding as well. So the storm surge, very dangerous right along the coastline here and inland. We've been talking about this for the last few days, how deadly the storm surge is. In addition to the rainfall, 4 to 7 foot been forecast for Pensacola Bay, over to Okaloosa-Walton County line, and even from there over to the Walton Bay County line, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So a dangerous situation associated with that storm surge. I've been looking at some of the data, just an example here, already seeing about over a 5 foot storm surge in some areas. This is Pensacola. You can see where we normally are. You can see that water rise, which could be extremely dangerous. So this has been the latest update from here at the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Sally.